Bezat Hashem, we're going to try to discuss today a few topics that are very inner, and I'm sure that you, with no doubt, are going to relate to some of them and going to understand wonderful things about yourselves. That's the greatness of the Torah, that the Torah that been given to us by Moses puts and pours so much light on our life, to like a huge source of illumination into the darkness of our lives. But you should know how to learn the Torah. You should know how to observe the verses and the quotes of the sages in a proper way, with the right intention, for it to shine upon you and not to blind you, because there is an enormous power in fire, and fire can burn and fire can give life and warm your house in the freezing cold winter. You need to have the right attitude, the right approach while learning. And what is the right approach while learning? The will to improve. If your will and your desire while learning the verses is to correct yourself and to learn great things about yourself and to find new ways and opportunities to come closer to the truth and to surrender to it and to be totally nullified to God's will, then the words of the Torah will shine for you, will supply clarity while learning them. But if the person is in a selfish position, that his will is opposite from wanting to learn, just he wants to overpower others, he wants to control, he wants to purchase knowledge for bad intentions, and it's not necessarily because he's evil. It might be just because he's terrified and surrendered to his fears, that he's lazy and surrendered to his laziness. And then the outcomes of the learning, the results of learning, will damage him, and the light will blind him, the light of the Torah. And therefore a person every day needs to spend that time that he's thinking, tuning himself, bringing himself back to the right intention, to the right approach, and resetting his mind to the purpose of that day, or to the purpose of that learning, or whatever he's trying to do and to achieve. Before you go into the house, you need to think, okay, for what am I coming into the house? What's the reason I came? If I came to give and to help and to be who that I am and to play that role, so I'll do it, I'll make it, and I'll do it with joy. But when you're in the house with the wrong intentions, like for an example, you're a father, and you, instead of coming to the house to help and to assist and to be a husband and to be a parent, a father, a loving father, you're coming because you're hungry and you want to eat, so then the destruction will follow you into the house. Like if you're, the fact that you're so tired and now you're so like lonely and you want everyone to hug you and to serve you and to support you, that's the wrong position. It's not going to work. When you're going to come into the house, it's going to crash, because you didn't come to your spot. You didn't come to the right place. Now, of course, every person has the right to want to be loved and to want to be like to eat, like all the things that you need. But you need to think with your thoughts. It's better now, let's say for an example, to control your hunger, to control your the fact you're tired, and think about it, and to hold yourself for another half an hour, for another 1 hour, and then to sit and eat. After saying Shalom Aleichem to everyone, and greeting everyone, and showing love, and being caring and respectful to everyone's needs, and understand that you come to a house that
Maybe other people are tired as well. Maybe other people are suffering as well. Maybe other people are like going through their own things, things that you're aware of, things that you're not aware of. So the right approach, the right intention, the preparation to the learning, the preparation to coming into the house, the preparation for the prayer, why am I standing to pray? That delicate tuning is the secret to achieve good results from all your work, from entering into the house, from entering into prayer, from entering into learning, or whatever you do, work, fishing, hunting cheetahs in the wild forest of Zambia. Whatever you do is like, okay, just like be truthful to your mission and don't do it because of stress or pressure. So we circled the topic to explain the greatness of the Torah for that purpose of my will to bring that like drop of light into your lives, hopefully, to explain something from the verses. And I'm sure that many of you guys can relate to that, will be able to relate and understand something great because of that. It's written on Adam and Eve that Eve, she came out of the rib of Adam. Like Adam was born, he came, been created as male and female together. There was two beings inside of Adam HaRishon, the first man, Adam. He was built out of the male and the female in the same body. It was one creation, and by that he was different than all the rest of the species that we know today that has mates, but he was complete and united as one creation that was not supposed to multiply at all, was not supposed to give birth. He was perfect in a way like that the Creator is, so to speak. But then sadness fell on him, because immediately when he came out to the world, even though that it was the Garden of Eden, he looked around and he started to see pairs of different kinds of animals, and he felt that he's lonely. He was not satisfied. He wanted to blend into physicality. He wanted to become one of them. And that will that he had, because of the fact he focused on the outside world and he felt attraction to what goes on in the world, and he forgot where he came from, his inner point of view, he was not focusing on his inside, he was focusing on things he saw now outside in the external world. And I'm not being judgmental, it's like, it's obvious, for sure I would like fail in the same thing if I didn't fail while I was him. Like, it's not like that we were there in his test, because we were him, we are him. We're just now sparks that broke out from the boulder of soul, from the huge rock of soul, and been separated to different bodies because of those dividings that took place, because of those were the outcomes of Adam's way of thinking as a creation. So Chava, the feminine side of Adam, of the first man, she is described in the verses.
Tzela. Now, what is a tzela? What is a rib? It's something inner. It's like it's an inner organ. It's an inner part of your being, and it been split out, cut out from Adam. So actually, the woman, her role in life ideally was to be the inside of the male, of the man. But in reality, after that surgery, that dividing, the first man, Adam HaRishon, was left without that part inside of him, and from that moment and on he needs to look for his pnimiyut, for the inner answer to his questions outside. He needs to get married. He needs to listen to his wife. He needs to receive an advice from an external source, because he lost that inner part by letting it become another person that will always physically gonna stay external to him. So that's why the man is lost without his wife, because she's the inner portion of his spirit, and he will never find inner quiet and answer to his questions if not by connecting through peace and love and respect to his soulmate, to his spouse. 99.9 people and percent of the population of the world of men failed in that test with no doubt at all, failed and failing in that test, thinking to themselves that they are the wiser ones, that they are the more talented, the more sophisticated, when actually they became stronger only in a physical aspect and not in a spiritual one. And I'll explain soon a little bit more, even though that this topic is very, very wide and deep. But this is what that happened to Adam HaRishon. But what happened to the woman, to Eve, to Chava Imenu, Chava our mother? What that happened to her was that she is the inner portion, and now she's been took out from her position, being an inner part. And now she is in the aspect of nekevate sovev gaver, the feminine, the woman that is surrounding the men. She is walking in circles around him, and she is trying to take care of his needs, and she needs to hug him and to love him and to support him. And also physically, in the relationship between the man and a woman, in the nature of creation, the male is inner to his wife, to his spouse, and he is getting into her, and then all the birth and all the pregnancy is happening inside of her. But he was inner in that time of their mate, so she's surrounding him, so she's protecting him. And like we know that in many of the chuppot, in weddings of our people, the women are surrounding the men in circles to reflect and to explain that they are the protection and the wall, and they're defending, they're a wall of light that is protecting the men. So the female, she became to be external, when actually her inner nature is to be inner, to be pnimiyu, to be inside. That's her nature. She was that rib, she is that rib. Now, what that it caused to women is to lose their identity, because they're experiencing everything in pnimiyut. They feel to everything, they aware to everything. You're gonna go with your wife to the store, and I gave that example many times. You need to buy a shirt for your child, okay, a jeans to your child. So now you're standing in front of a pile of 7 or 12 pairs that are all the same. Like, it's the same color and it's all the same size that you're looking for, and you need to pick one of them. So a man would finish that in a second. He would take the one from the top, or that he would reach to the one in the middle and just pull it out. But a woman will not do that. A woman will open one and will look at it, and then she will take another one and will compare them. And you're going to ask yourself, like, what in the world is she doing? Like, what's the difference? Like, it's the same color, it's the same size, like, everything is the same. Why does it need to take so long? And the same thing will happen with cucumbers, and the same thing will happen with furnitures to the house. Like, okay, we need a sofa, let's buy the sofa. No, that's not how you buy a sofa. to buy a sofa by a woman, you need to feel the sofa, you need to talk to the sofa, you need to listen to the sofa, you need to check the sofa, and then you need to leave it in the store and then to go to another store and to meet more sofas, and you need to have a huge relationship with the sofa before you bring it to your house, right? Why? Because women, they feel more. Like you can criticize them. You can say, look, I don't have the power to deal with that journey 2,000 times to check the sofa. But if you're going to listen, you're going to understand that in the end, she will bring the right sofa and it's going to be different than the one that you brought. Not because that her choice will be wiser, because she's aware to things that you ignore. Because you're not deep and you cannot argue with that. You're flat. You couldn't care less. You need somewhere to lay your corpse on. That's what you want. You want to have a place that you can sleep. Like, you don't feel. Women, they feel. And now, women, because that they became external, and they feel everything internal, so they have a problem. They have a problem because their self-esteem is all the time under the microscope and under criticism, because they feel, but they understand that they should not feel, because their husbands, that they assume that they are the pnimiyu, that they are the inner part, but actually the men are playing the wrong role. They're not really the pnimiyut. Women are really the pnimiyut, but because that man pretends to be pnimiyut, to be inside, and women are stuck outside, so women think all the time that they are wrong, that they are just too like ADD and like they're struggling, and like, why am I making so many troubles, and like, why do I think too much? Why do I suffer so much? I make other people suffer because of me, like whatever. All that criticism is only because that you are not understanding your role in life. Now, the man himself, he caused that because of his lusts and desires, something we're not going to get into today, but, and I already spoke about it many times in different classes, so please check other classes as well if you are not already connected to that channel. But men cause that reaction because of their arrogance, because that they like always going with, no, yeah, I know, and I'm gonna tell you anything, but they're not really going deep. They're not going deep enough. The salvation and the redemption will always be depend on honest people that are going all the way with their honesty and their will to surrender to the truth and to listen and to care and to love, and of course never to hurt no one on their journeys. Another small thing I wanted to share with you is that, like we said and spoke about it before, every part of the creation is reflecting all the rest. You can see the Creator and you can see the whole truth in every situation. Like, you have people that reads in cards or read in bones or read in the trees or listens to the wind, or Native Americans that could see things in the fire or reading the eyeball or the palm of your hand or coffee, whatever. Like, all those things are real. Like, if your mind is uplifted, you can see the whole world. Like, I'm talking about every angle of every situation, in every corner of the universe, and in all different times since beginning of creation till today, you can see it all by looking at every particle of creation. Like, you can see it here. Everything, like, all the situations, all the conversations, in all the languages that took place in all the houses, in all the markets, in all the valleys, and on all the mountains, peaks. It's all here. It's all in every detail. And this is something that I experienced many times, and I can tell you about my experience. But you can experience that as well. This is something that every person can connect to, can be channeled into, if he will believe in the power of God, Because God is all over the place, in all the angles, in all the places, seeing and experiencing everything from every possible angle, because He is the live spirit inside every particle in life. So He sees and reflects from within and from outside to everything. He's the inside and the outside. He is the uncovered and the covered layer of everything that exists. And therefore He is experiencing everything always above time and above place and above all limitations of this physical world, from inside and from outside, from within and from without. And therefore, if you connect yourself to Him, boom, and Hashem l'tzadikim, you can enjoy the eyes of Hashem, of the Creator, when He hands them to the righteous one, to the chosen one. He can hand it to you. Yesterday night, I sat and I spoke with my wife, and I can explain it to you in words, but I'm not sure that words will do to explain to you what that I saw. But thank God for the modern culture that we're living in, that is expressing and revealing a lot of God's qualities, because He made it to be like that way, that we will be able to learn from things in life about Him. So do you know those stores that you go like to buy a television or something, and you have like hundreds or tens of screens that can show you different pictures, like 20, 50 National Geographic movies, something like that. Like you see a deer jumping in the savannah, and another will be like animals drinking from the well, from the pond, from the lake. And you have the highest mountains, and you have Chinese people with wagons, and you have cars that are racing, like hundreds of different pictures. So think to yourself that for a moment you can see not like 100 pictures and to see them all, 100 movies and to see them all, just to see all the screens, of all the angles, like billions of angles for every leaf of every bush and tree and flower. And not only in this lifetime, in all the states, in all the forests, in all the woods, in all the deserts, in all the wild grassy fields, like in all the backyards and front lawns, billions of angles on every part of creation, every squirrel, every bird, every porcupine, every bear, every worm, every snake, every fish, in every sea, in every pond, in every lake, in every spring, in all times. Think of seeing all those at once. So it happened to me yesterday night while looking at my wife's face. I looked at her face, and I'm telling you, I have been drawn into seeing everything through her face. I saw her face and I could see her face. But meanwhile, I could see through her face and see all the worlds being seen in her face. And that's the power of God, that He lets you see in the wisdom of the face. That's called Chochmat HaPartzuf, that you can read in the face of a person the whole map, the whole code of the universe. You can see it in the stars, you can see it in the grass, you can see it in the footsteps of a mountain lion in the fields in the desert of Arizona. You can smell it in the grass, you can see it in food, in dishes, you can see it in the smoke pillar that rises to between the clouds. You just need to rise and to observe clearly with the eyes of Hashem, and then you'll see the wonders of creation, how great and fantastic it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Rav Dror. Thank you, Rav Dror. So somebody asked, what can a wife do if she's married to someone that is
failing that test and won't listen to her no matter what. Probably has trauma from the father or mother, been abused. The husband probably has some type of trauma.
And he's not functioning.
Not zero.
איך אומרים מערוך? מערוך, the one you make the dough flat with.
Oh, a roller?
A roller. So you need to grab the roller in your right arm and run. When I say run, you should run after your husband.
And beat him with it?
Beat him on the head. I'll tell you the truth. Unfortunately, the situation that we experience in life is tough, is not easy. But the challenge and the mission of us, of ours, is to be honest, no matter where you are. We're not here to harvest the success yet. We're here still to plow. We're still here to work. So as workers, we need to work. If your job now is to make him listen, to find sophisticated and wise and sensitive and gentle ways to penetrate through his emotional armor and to reach into his heart, so that's your mission. Sister, that's what you need to do. I'm saying it to many Baal Teshuva people that are starting their path and already feel frustrated. Hey, I'm not righteous, I'm not pure. It's not your job, it's not your mission, it's not your task to be pure or righteous or holy. You need to be a Baal Teshuva now. You need to work hard and to fix, correct yourself. And that's what God expects from you. That's what the Creator wants from you. And that's where you're going to find and feel satisfaction from life. So do your job and don't forget the roll while running.
Don't forget the roller.
The roller coaster.
Okay, thank you. And let's see.